it's a huge relief, a big weight off my shoulders.
That's Ronald Zabler. You may remember WXPR talked to him back in June when Badger Minerals started doing exploratory drilling on land in eastern Oneida County. He was opposed to the possibility of sulfide mining so close to his home.
I am relieved for not only my family and our property, but for the entire area, the Wolf River, all the businesses along the Wolf River.
He's not alone in this feeling. After learning of the news from WXPR's reporting, a group of people who had been against the mining for various reasons gathered near the site off Browns Road in Oneida County. Tina Van Zyl was one of those people. She's the environmental director for the Sacagan Chippewa community. The property Badger Minerals was considering mining was close to tribal land. One of the Sacagan Chippewa community's concerns was the impact mining might have on the nearby Wolf River.
Also the water, you know, everybody needs water. It's very sacred. Especially to us, we believe everything has spirits.
Members of the Menominee tribe had also been opposed to the mining and the possible impact on the river. Don Wilbur is one of four tribal members that drove up after hearing the news.
Oh, I was so excited. There's no words to tell you how excited I was when I got the word.
For everyone I talked to, those feelings of excitement and relief come with some hesitation. They know that just because this company decided not to drill now, there could be others in the future. Ron James owns land in Langlade County, downriver of the site.
It's a temporary reprieve because the laws that created this project in the first place are still on the books.
While this group of people is celebrating now, they told me they'll continue to fight to protect the land and river in eastern Oneida County from mining. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in the town of Shepke.